You're listening to the Real Church Podcast. Real Church is located in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please go to realchicago.com.
We've been in John pretty much this whole year, and we're coming to a place. The last several chapters of John is almost like Jesus saying goodbye and sending off the disciples, and some huge changes are happening. They've been hanging out for 3 years, and he's the clear leader. And he's like, he asked them to do some crazy stuff, like have 5,000 people sit and we'll feed them lunch. Like that's, most of us don't do that kind of stuff. And so then they're like lost. And Jesus like, no, it'll be fine. Like relax, everybody. It's going to be fine. And like, he's just been the man for a couple years now. And we come into a place where Jesus is telling them, but I'm about to go. I'm about to take off. And I don't know if you've ever been in a place where you really, really depend on a person. Maybe like you as a kid had a favorite teacher and he's like, I'm going to leave. I'm not going to be here the rest of the year. Or if, you can't compare other leaders to Jesus. It's not fair. But have you ever been in a place where you were really depending on somebody? And he's saying, I'm going to go. That's where we drop in. So as we read John 14, 1 through 14, almost be in a place of panic. I don't want you to get panicked, but just know that's where they are. So let's start. John 14, 1 through 14. It says, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may also be. And you know the way to where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. That's a big verse right there. Ask anything in my name and I will do it. Let's back up, because before we get to that, we've got to start understanding, how do we even get close to doing something like that? Ask anything in his name, right? Kind of scary. That's putting your faith on the line. That's scary stuff. So let's back up. Point number one, super simple. You ready? It's very complicated. Just kidding, super simple. Number one is relax. Don't worry. Relax. Don't worry. Everyone say, relax.
Relax.
7 of you are like, yeah, I can relax. Some of you are too tense to even say relax. Relax. Don't worry. God, they're in a place of panic, and that's why he starts with, let not your hearts be troubled, because obviously their hearts are troubled. And so he's like, look, relax. I know I've been saying some crazy stuff, that I'm going to leave, I'm going to die, I'm going to be betrayed in the hands of sinners. I get it, but relax. Let's back up real quick. A couple weeks ago, we did John chapter 13. When he just sent Judas off, Judas, go do what you're supposed to do. He said, when he had gone out, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and glorify him at once. It's a lot of glorifying right there. Little children, remember, I think it was Pastor Nathan was like, Jesus kind of punked him, like, little kids, come here. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. So he's starting to go, I'm going to be going. You will seek me, and just as I said to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. Remember, they've been following for 3 years, and now he's saying, I'm going someplace, and you can't come. We're about to split off. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you're my disciples, if you have love for one another. And I love Jesus, like, he just drops a bomb. I know you've been following me for 3 years. I'm out of here, but I need you to love each other. Check out Philip's response. No, sorry, Simon Peter. He goes, Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? So he just skips over love. He just goes, no. You can't just drop a bomb and then talk about loving each other and that's how we're going to know yours. No. What's going on? And Simon Peter just, no. Where are you going? Jesus answered him, where I am going, you cannot follow me, but you will follow afterward. Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you now? I lay down my life for you. Jesus answered, will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, the rooster will not crow till you have denied me 3 times. I just want us to slow down. Peter got this bomb dropped on him, and he starts responding. And that's why Jesus is like, relax, you guys, relax. And I don't know about you, but there's been some bombs dropped in our little church, right? We're only like 60 at the most usually on Sundays, and yet like it seems like 45 are going through something, right? And 15 of you are so happy. Keep it up. Keep it up. But yeah, you 15, you gotta carry the team. No. But Jesus drops a bomb and he's saying, relax, slow down. Do you trust me? Does Peter trust him in this moment? He's like, no. I'm gonna go wherever you go. I'll lay down my life for you. And he's like, really? Will you? So what I'm saying is, as we walk into what Jesus is calling us to do, I want us to not only relax, but also go, hold on. If you're saying this, let me try and catch up to what you're doing and what you're saying. And so that's the kind of the attitude that we want to go into. I mean, I love Peter. It kind of gives me grace. Like, I feel good because I'm a reactor. I say things. And so I get to watch Peter put his foot in his mouth. And that teaches me, don't do it. Slow down and relax. Right? Don't be so foolish. So let's slow down and find out, what has God called you to do? What has God called you to do? Some of you have very, very specific things. I don't want to go into those, but you have to just slow down and look at what God has been calling you to do and do those things. And then some of you are, you just need to read your Bible. You just need to pray more. You just need to connect with God, because at this point, he's like getting ready for the disciples to go out, and they're going to be the main players now. The Holy Spirit's going to go into them, and they're going to be the ones doing it. It's not we're following Jesus, and he's doing everything. Later on, you'll see he says, no, you guys are going to do it. You're going to do bigger things than I did. And that's mind-blowing. What are you talking about? But you have to slow down and start going, God, what do you want to do? And then start doing it, right? That's very simple. It's hard to do, but it's simple. We've got to start doing what God calls us to do. Amen? And there's so much to do, right? There is. But what does Jesus start out with? Relax. Don't worry. Just follow Jesus. Follow him. Where do we begin? Let's go back to John. Point number two is believe in Jesus. So that's something that, whether you have been a Christian for a long time or you're just getting to know him today, the beginning is believing in Jesus. And for a lot of you, that just means you got to start reading about him. So hanging out with us in John is important because you're learning about Jesus. Start getting to know him. Once you get to know him, you're going to fall in love with him. When you fall in love with him, then you're going to be ready to just, you know what, God, because of what you've done, you're going to offer your life back to him. It starts with getting to know him. And Christians have been Christians a long time. If you're having a bad day, bad week, bad month, bad year, bad decade, pick whichever one you want, it goes back to get back to him. Get back to him. Go back to the simplicity of just you and God. Amen? And so he says, I'll go there. I think when he starts talking to them, they start trying to figure out how are we going to survive. And they start complicating things. Again, I think that's why he's saying, just relax. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit soon. That's for you. Relax. Walk with him. It's going to be good. Sometimes it's easy to think about and even believe in a big, abstract God that's all-powerful. But Jesus right here is saying, also believe in me. And I think what he's doing is like, you believe in God. You believe in God, believe also in me. I think what he's doing there is he's saying, you guys are Jewish, and you know that God has saved you through so many things. When he took you out of Egypt, that was huge. Then you got to the desert, and he started providing food and shelter and a pillar of fire, like all this amazing, amazing, miraculous stuff. He was taking down fortresses with trumpets. He's been taking care of you all this time. You believe in God. I know that. You guys believe in God. Now also believe in me. Now also believe in me. He's putting himself equal with God right here. Even though he's under as the Son, he's saying like, look, you believe in God. Believe also in me. And I think sometimes that gets hard because Jesus gets in your grill. Jesus gets in your life. And it's not just I'm playing religion, but he starts calling you out on your things. And that's when Christianity gets tough. So the disciples right now are going through a time that is tough. You need to analyze what is going on in your life where I need to truly believe in Jesus. We were singing a minute ago, saved, we are saved. And we were singing it loud. Nick was cranking it up. It was awesome. Do you always sense you've, or do you ever sometimes feel like you're drowning? Does that make sense? You've got to believe in Jesus. And he's going, you guys are saved. Maybe even started singing. Say, I don't know. But if we go into this life without that mindset that we are truly saved, we're going to miss a lot of what Jesus is doing. We've definitely missed who he is and what he's done for us. And we are saved. That makes sense? We are saved. We've got to believe it and walk in that power, not in the fear that these guys are fearing. Has Jesus ever lied to them? Has he ever let Peter down? Has he ever let the disciples down? Has he ever like, let's feed 5,000, and then they ran out? We need more fish. He's never let them down. No, nothing. Did he ever like try to heal a blind person? And like the guy's like, no, nothing. No, he's never let them down, right? So when he's saying, relax, it's gonna be okay. Why are they having such a hard time? Because they're human. And that's the same thing that we do. Jesus is telling you right now, relax. Relax. It's going to be all right. Do we feel like that all the time? No. But has he ever lied to you? Has he ever let you down? Now, I will say this. Does he always answer the way we want? Or does he sometimes answer in unexpected ways and you're like, oh, that's how you came in. Oh, I didn't see that coming. That wasn't my favorite way. You took a little bit too long. And you're like, oh, sorry, God, no. It was in your perfect timing. So I get that he doesn't always answer in the way we want, but has he truly ever let you down? The answer is no. He's been carrying you the whole time. God's never let go of you. And he's answered so many things in our little church. So many miracles. Right? I'm not going to make you raise your hands, but if I said, hey, who's been blessed by miraculous healing, miraculous marriage changing, miraculous life changes? We'd almost all raise our hands, right? Yeah. And but what does the enemy want to do? The enemy wants to distract us and take your eyes off of Jesus. And Jesus is like, no. It's me. Relax. It's going to be all right. So point number one is relax. Don't worry. Just follow Jesus. Number two is believe in Jesus. Number three, trust Jesus and God that they provide for you who call him Lord. It's weird saying and because they're both God, but trust Jesus and the Father that this is the plan that he set out, that they provide for you. When we don't remember this, that's when we get in trouble. That's when we get in trouble. Again, has Jesus ever lied to him? Has he ever let him down? No. Instead, Jesus lived and fulfilled his eternal purpose perfectly. Amen? Amen. He says, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may also be. And you know the way to where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? He's like, we don't know the destination. So how can we know how we're going to get there? Thomas is thinking, you haven't given us a scroll with a map on it, right? There's no GPS in this day. You haven't even told us where you're going, so how can we know the way? But what is Jesus really saying here? Jesus isn't speaking about maps. He's saying, look, I am the destination. I'm it. When he says I'm the way, he's not only the destination, but he's also the goal. Like, he's where we're going. He's also the necessary component to get us there. He says, like, I will come again and I will take you to myself. He's his own GPS. Does that make sense? He's like, look, I'm going somewhere and I'm preparing a place for you. And that's the eternal perspective. I'm preparing a place for you. Like, in my Father's house, there's many mansions. Anybody in here live in a mansion? Anybody like to? Wouldn't that be cool? No, you don't want it? If you didn't have to pay for it, if it's free, I would. You don't have to clean it? No. I don't know how that works. I'm not sure. Maybe that's my job. I have to go clean it. I'm still going to live there. It's going to be awesome. He's like, I'm preparing a place for you. And guess what? When it's time, you don't even have to find it. I'll come get you and bring you to me. He said, I'll bring you to me. It's like, are you already there? Or you're like, what's happening? Yes. Yes, it's that crazy. But he doesn't need you to find him. He's found you and he's bringing you to him. Isn't that amazing? So why are we worried? We're sheep. We are not smart animals. Right? Sheep's eating grass where it should be and you just see something and just starts walking off of a cliff. And so luckily, he's the one who said, no, come back in here. Come back in here. Man, I'm just encouraging us to trust God. Trust Jesus. Amen? Yeah. Relax. I'm going to keep saying that over and over because we don't do it, do we? Relax. Don't worry. Stop worrying. Believe in Jesus. Trust Jesus. And then number four, Jesus is what and who you need. Like, he is the answer. He is the answer. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. He's blowing their mind with who he's saying that he is. And they're having to let go of the leader that he was on earth and what they thought was going to happen. And he's saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father but through. This is John 3:16 big, right? John also wrote this. John was a good writer. I wonder if he was like, John 3:16, yeah, I wrote that. I don't know. That was dumb. Anyway. But this is a huge, dividing line. A lot of people that I know want to say all religions lead to God, right? And all the gods are pretty much basically the same. Jesus is saying, no, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. He said, I am the how, I'm the when, I'm the why, I'm it. I am all of what God has been planning for all of eternity right here. And they're just like, whatever, where are you going again? Right? And sometimes we miss it as well. So let go of what you think you need and grab onto Jesus. Let go of what you think you need and grab onto Jesus. It's not easy. It's a process. It's a constant letting go. Amen? And just to kind of prove the point, listen to what Philip says. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father. He's like, oh gosh, Philip, how long have you been with me? And you still don't know me, Philip. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? What is it that you think you need? When Jesus is telling you right now, I'm it. I'm what you need. I'm your destination that you need to want to go to. And I'm the way to get to me. And I'm the one that's going to tell you how to get to me. And I'm the one that's going to give you the power to get to me. What else do you need? But we want to complicate it. And I need this. I need this. I need this. And Jesus is like, look, man, you want to see the Father. You've seen him. It's me. The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Look, I'm telling you, who God is in me, and who I am is in the Father. But if you don't believe that, at least look at the evidence that I've been bringing to the table for the last couple years. Remember the blind guy spit in the mud, you can see now? Wasn't that cool? Remember the feeding? You remember that? Remember Lazarus? Remember him? He was dead for days. He stank. I took away the stench and now he's walking around. Right? Do you remember any of this? So when I say I'm going away and you're going to be okay, why can't you believe me? Again, because we think we know what we need. And so what I'm saying is relax and start letting go and start going, God, you do with me what you want. That's the way this is going to work. Amen? Amen. We must believe like this. And if you're having a hard time, Jesus is asking you to look at the evidence in your life as well. Amen? What has God done in your life that you're like, that was God. That was amazing. I need to start putting more trust in him. I need to start doing what he's calling me to do. Again, has Jesus let you down? No. Has he carried us in ways that we would rather not be carried? Yeah. But that's the sanctification process. That's the way that he's bringing you closer and closer to him. And again, he's the one providing the power. He's the one providing the wisdom. You don't have to figure it out. Yeah. He is the author and perfecter of our faith. So let him be. Let him be the author and perfecter of your faith. This is kind of cool. As he shared that verse with me, he said, because I have big plans for you. Not for me. I have big plans for you. And I was like, okay, what are they? And I just went right back to Peter. All right, show me. And he's like, no, No, you have to start believing in me first and relaxing and walking with me. Then we'll get there. Relax, don't worry. Believe in Jesus. Number three, trust Jesus and God. And number four, Jesus is what and who you need. And five, God has provided everything you need to do all he has called you to do. He says, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do. Let's just stop. Do you believe that? Look at the things Jesus did. And then ask God, do you really want to do some of those things in me? They're not going to be the exact same miracles. God usually doesn't do the same things over and over again. He's kind of crazy. He mixes it up like that. But with that power to do the miraculous, who knows what he's going to call you to do? But do you believe when he says, I say to you, truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. And then this verse, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Now, I really wanted to dig in here. I really wanted to go into it and find out, God, what do you want to do? Like, what are these big things? What are these greater things you want to do? And he said, stop. First, start with believing in me and trusting me and letting me take care of you and let me bring you closer to me. When you're walking with me, the miraculous is going to happen. The relationships are going to heal. Whatever destruction and craziness is going on in your life, get close to God. You don't solve a thing. Amen? Amen. And so I'm going to cut it kind of short today, but here's the application. And the application, I want to spend a little bit of time in this more than usual. But this week, I want you to wrestle. Wrestle with, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one goes to the Father but through me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so a couple of things that he shared with was he wants us to really wrap our mind around as much as we can what that means. And then he started giving me examples. Like for number one, just start praying about that. Just start praying. What does that mean? And then he was saying, think about it. Contemplate on it. You contemplatives out there, meditate on it. Like, soak it in. Because if the more we start to realize he really is the way, he really is the truth, though, he really is the life, the more it's going to become real, and the more you're going to give your life to and entrust your life to that person of Jesus, and the more he can start really doing what he wants to do. People that are artistic, creatively interpret what that means. Paint something, sculpt something, whatever you do. You guys are crazy. Some of you need to research. Some of you have heard this verse before, but you need to go and read about it. You need to go and do some research. Some of you need to go talk to some wise people about it. Hey, share with me how he's been the way, the truth, and the life. Maybe you have questions about how true he is. I don't know. Another one was memorize. I didn't like that one. I don't like memorizing. I have a hard time reading and then memorizing. Woo! But he's like, memorize. Not just this verse, but maybe more of the chapter as well. Bottom line is, do what God tells you to do. Bottom line, do what God tells you to do. Has he provided everything you need to get to? Yes. And so I'm going to call the worship team back up. Can you just play for a little bit? And ask God right now, God, what is it that, where is it that you need me to, like, come to you more about you being the truth, you being the way, you being the life? And then when you guys are ready, then you start singing. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would help us to know you more. Help us to give ourselves more over to you. But I know that that only happens when we trust you and we know you and we love you. And so God, help us to get to you. Help us to get to know you. Help us to fall in love with you. And through that, God, you do whatever you want. And you be glorified and your kingdom grow. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.